Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and we're going to talk about the imagination and how to use it to manifest. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You can book a session with me, check out the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. So your imagination is safe space. So what I mean by imagination, your visioning, your ideas, that's safe space. But more so, as I was preparing for this show, Spirit gave me the message, your imagination is sacred space. And what this means is think of your imagination like it were a church, a sacred space. And think about how you would behave in a church, right? You probably wouldn't be in church gossiping, being unkind to others. You probably wouldn't be the jerk in the corner, making fun of people, right? So think of your imagination in the same way. Set some boundaries for yourself. Stop conjuring up worst case scenarios. Stop imagining all the bad that could happen. And focus your attention, your imagination, on all that you want to occur, all that you desire to happen. See it in great detail in your imagination. Feel the feelings of it happening. Use your imagination for good. What happens is, something trips us up or something unexpected shows up. And then we start imagining worst case scenarios. We start imagining if this doesn't go well. We start imagining it'll only go well and we won't consider all possibilities, right? We'll get very narrow in our thinking. Which on one hand, I appreciate the positivity. Like if you really believe a big goal is going to happen, yes, I want you to be focused on that. But sometimes what I see the way people use their imaginations to work against themselves is that they're imagining all the best things for themselves, but they're not doing any of the work to create that. And then they wonder why it didn't happen. Or they're imagining only one result. I see this most with dating. When I'm coaching people around dating, they get so locked into one person being the person that they're not even considering if that's even the right fit for them, if that person even aligns with the life that they truly want. I was talking to somebody last week, and she's at the stage in her life where she's ready to have her happily ever after. You know, she's ready to get married and have a child. And it was time for her to go and talk to her partner that she's currently dating to make sure that they're on the same page about that. And she was very, very, very nervous. And the reason why she was so nervous to check in with him is because she'd already imagined that maybe he's not the one, right? Maybe he's going to say no. And then on top of that, that's where her imagination just stopped. She didn't imagine past that. Okay, so let's just say he's not aligned, right? Well, then know that the fact that you have a desire means that it's possible for you, that God wants you to have it. So if it's not this person, it must be another person that matches your vision for your life. So keep your imagination going. So maybe you have imagined that that person isn't going to be the right fit, or that job's not going to be right for you, or that venture isn't going to work the way you want. Well, if that one doesn't, the fact that you desire something to work means that something is possible for you. So start imagining that. So, you know, I have a novel release planned between now and the end of the year. And I have high hopes for it. But what if it doesn't do as well as I want? All right. Well, the fact that I'm desiring, you know, I release books to make money. I'm desiring an amount of money. Why not imagine the possibility that if this thing doesn't unfold in the exact way that I've made up in my mind that it's going to unfold, what would be after that? Because the desire for that amount of money is not going to go away, right? So build on top of your visions. Let your imagination be this sacred, wonderful, magical space that you use to create your real reality. One more example here is, you know, we can think big picture things, we can think big goals, but the day-to-day matters too. Use your imagination to see yourself finishing cleaning something up or finishing that project or writing that thing or having that conversation with someone you need to have that conversation with. Use your imagination to sit with, be with, play with the best case scenario for you. So a great way to do this is look at your workday and imagine your workday going beautifully, wonderfully, and amazingly. And what would you do and how would you do it and how would you feel as you were going through it? Or imagine if you are commuting, imagine your commute being this beautiful, wonderful, amazing experience that's easy and relaxed and joyful. Use your imagination on little things. Imagine that, you know, I order food, I order groceries. I often will imagine that delivery going exactly as I had planned. You know, the driver follows all the instructions and it's easy and effortless and they leave my stuff at my door and it's perfect and the timing's great and all the items are available. Use your imagination to create your world. And I tell you, every time I take the time to imagine the way I want it to go, to imagine the result, on the smallest level, I'm always happy with what occurs. It may not occur exactly the way I imagine, but what does happen is the energy behind that imagining, the good feelings I'm channeling as a result of that imagining, that is what occurs, right? So it could probably totally be a disaster, but I wouldn't know because all I feel is good about the situation. And it happens. And it happens and it happens. So use your imagination for good. It's meant to serve you. It's sacred space, meaning you're not going to do shitty things in your imagination, just the same way as you wouldn't do shitty things in a church. So be kind to yourself. Use your imagination with care and use it like it's your sacred resource, because it is. All right, I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for a coach, I would love to support you, help you really learn to use your intuition, use your imagination, use all the tools of manifestation to create the life that you want. If you are starting a business, growing a business, wanting to increase your income, attract love, let me help you. Information on my services, again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click work with me. And take a look at that massive result intuitive coaching package, the Activate Intuitive Coaching Package, and you can always book a session with me. If you like this program, please subscribe on whatever platform you listen on. Also, tell a friend. If you have a metaphysical, spiritual friend, please tell them about the show and sign up for my newsletter. So when you go to visit my website, please take a moment to sign up for my newsletter. And you will get 2 free intuitive messages from me a week. I tune into the energy of all the people that would open my email and prepare a message. And you get it just for free. Yeah, twice a week. So it's a good deal, right? I'm Amy. Take care of yourself. Thank you for listening to this program. I love you. I love you. I love you. Use your imagination for good. See it as sacred space. It's so wonderful when you tap into it and you start to see things going well. And if you want to really nerd out on this idea of imagination, Neville Goddard, Google Neville Goddard on, or search Neville Goddard on YouTube and start listening to the way in which he talks about imagination. it'll shift your perspective. Take care of yourself. Bye.